Just sort my hat out. Okay. It's actually a bit warm for a hat like this today, but nevertheless, that's what happens with Christmas in New Zealand. Wasn't that a wonderful, wonderful play? It's fantastic. I love it. It's very cute, and you all did very, very well. And kids, you were great too. Anyway, obviously that play was it was obviously a lot of fun. Once we heard that the place they were staying was called the Nobody Inn, next to the Can We Come In, down the road from the Rubbert Inn, you kind of knew that it was a bit of a fun reflection on the Christmas story. Maybe playing a little bit of liberty with the details, but that's okay. It's really good. We had the Bible readings alongside, so we could hear the real story. Actually, with that, I'm sorry, John Mark, but the innkeeper, did you notice in the readings, it didn't mention an innkeeper? In fact, it may have been, actually, that it wasn't an inn that Joseph and Mary stayed at. It may have been. It's hard to be sure. In Luke chapter 2, verse 7, and I forgot my clicker, Luke chapter 2, verse 7, in the Bible reading, we heard it says there was no guest room available for them. And we're not sure whether that was a guest room maybe at a relative's house, and it was all full because of all the relatives there, or whether it was a guest room at an inn. It's hard to say. But in some ways, it doesn't matter too much because the readings were there, so we could hear the actual details from the Bible. But also, the play was helping us to remember a couple of things, kind of a couple of truths that were very, very important. And I just want to point those two out for a couple of minutes, just a couple of minutes. So firstly, there was a very special arrival, a very special arrival. There were all these people coming to see this great event, wasn't there? All the people coming to the door and knocking on the door and annoying John Mark. And there was angels announcing the arrival. There were shepherds coming to see. There were wise men coming to see as well. And they're all singing. So why all this big fuss? What makes a whole lot of people come and see and celebrate and sing? Well, quite often when someone important arrives, like when a person from the royal family comes to town or a president or someone like that, lots of people come out to see. And you have music and you have celebration. I remember when the president of the USA at the time, which was Bill Clinton, back a long time ago when I was a younger man, he came to Christchurch in 1999 and people were lining the streets to see him. And I was in town at the time and the people just lining the streets. Well, what was happening at the time of the first Christmas was like that, but more important. Yes, much more important. It was a very, very special arrival that was happening and people wanted to see. But as I say, it was more important because this very special arrival was the arrival of a very special person. A very special person. In fact, this person was so special, he could actually change people. Did you see that with the innkeeper in the play? Did you see the way the innkeeper changed from a bit of a grumpy old Grinch, really? No offense, but it's true, isn't it? A bit of a grumpy old Grinch into being full of Christmas joy and wonder. What was it that changed the innkeeper in the play? Well, he heard the story of this baby, that this special person who'd come would be God's chosen king and savior. And this baby would grow up to save his people from their sins. That is, save us from the bad things we've done. Jesus saves us from those bad things we've done so that we can be forgiven and be friends with God. And the innkeeper heard about that. But then he looked at the baby. And he saw who this baby was. Here was the one who was God come to be with us, to be one of us, and to save us. When he looked at the baby, it melted his heart, and it changed him from a Grinch into a person full of joy. And that was picking up, that play was expressing something that is really true, because that is what this baby can do. We can have that too. Because like the innkeeper in the play, there were people in the real world who were changed by Jesus when he came. People who heard him and saw him and touched him. And they were changed by him. And their stories of what they heard and what they saw are recorded for us in the Bible, particularly in the Gospels in the Bible. And we can read their stories and we can find out more. And through them, we can find out what they saw. And we can be changed too. Because that baby was the Son of God, and he did grow up to save us from our sins. We just have to trust in him. So while you're enjoying all the other great things about Christmas, there's so many great things. There's the presents, there's the good food, there's the family times, there's the decorations, there's the fun. While you're enjoying all of that stuff, and I hope you do enjoy it, But as you do, remember the innkeeper who in the end looked at the baby, who was at the heart of it all and understood and was changed. And remember that that's telling us something true that can be for us too. I hope you can look at that baby too and understand why he's such good news and your heart can be changed too. So now we're going to pray. We're going to talk to God in prayer. That's what prayer is. It's talking to God. And he will listen to us.